Explore serious visions of the AI future. Agent swarms are only the doorway. The larger question is what humans imagine next, what trends are driving change, and what kind of future people should try to build. When people say the future of AI, do you imagine danger, progress, or both? What is one job, school task, or daily activity that AI could change deeply by 2035? Which matters more for the future, faster tools, fair access, better science, or stronger control? An AI agent swarm is a team of AI systems working on one goal. One agent may search, one may write, one may test, one may check safety. This matters because AI is moving from a tool that answers toward a system that acts. But swarms are not the main story. The bigger question is this: what happens when thinking, planning, coding, researching, designing, and checking become much cheaper? What happens when a student, a teacher, a clinic, or a small business can direct a small digital team? The future is not one clean prediction. It is a fight between visions, abundance, race, human-centered design, and control. So the serious question is not, how many agents can we run? It is, what future are these agents helping us build? The serious AI future did not begin with chatbots. It began with an older dream: machines could help humans think better. In 1945, Vannevar Bush imagined a Memex, a personal knowledge machine for connecting information. In 1960, J.C.R. Licklider wrote about man-computer symbiosis. Symbiosis means two sides working together. He imagined humans and computers making decisions together. Humans set goals and judge results. Computers prepare choices and handle routine work. In 1962, Douglas Engelbart wrote about augmenting human intellect. To augment means to make stronger. In 1986, Marvin Minsky described intelligence as a society of mind, many smaller parts working together. That idea helps us understand agent swarms today. These older visions give us a test for 2035. If AI only creates more cheap content, it is not real progress. If AI helps people learn faster, find evidence, and solve harder problems, then it follows the augmentation dream. Agent swarms matter because they change AI from conversation to action. A chatbot answers one request. An agentic system can break a goal into tasks, use tools, and check progress. Current systems already show this pattern. Anthropic describes a multi-agent research system with an orchestrator worker design. A lead agent creates sub-agents, sends them to search in parallel, and combines the results. Anthropic also warns that this can cost much more, so it is best for wide, valuable tasks. OpenAI's Agents SDK uses handoffs. A handoff means one agent passes work to another specialist. Microsoft has shown Magentic One, a research system with an orchestrator and specialist agents for web search, file reading, coding, and terminal work. This does not mean AI will do everything. It means many people may work by directing systems. They will set goals, check evidence, and decide when results are good enough. The future worker may be more like an editor, investigator, manager, designer, and judge. Bill Gates argues that agents may become a new interface for computers. Instead of opening many apps, a person could tell an agent what they want in normal language. The agent may know the person's schedule, work, habits, and preferences. The beautiful side is access. A student could get a tutor, and a small business could get planning support. The dangerous side is privacy. A personal agent is powerful because it knows you. Sam Altman imagines a gentle singularity. AI may make science and productivity much faster, while daily life still includes family, nature, friendship, and meaning. Dario Amodei imagines AI speeding up biology and medicine. He calls one optimistic idea a compressed 21st century, where decades of progress could happen in 5 to 10 years. But another vision is a race. Leopold Aschenbrenner argues that advanced AI may become an industrial and national race, driven by computer clusters, chips, electricity, security, and government interest. Whether his timeline is right or wrong, one idea matters. AI is becoming infrastructure. Work data points in this direction. Microsoft's 2025 Work Trend Index says many workers may become agent bosses. It reported that 28% of managers were considering AI workforce manager roles and 32% planned AI agent specialist roles. The World Economic Forum says this decade may create 170 million jobs, displace 92 million, and change 39% of key job skills by 2030. Not every serious thinker wants a machine-first future. Fei-Fei Li and Stanford's Human-Centered AI Institute argue that AI should improve human life and human capability. The key question is, does the system make people more capable, more informed, and more free? This vision asks practical questions. Does AI help teachers teach? Does it help doctors listen? Does it give workers more power or only watch them more closely? Technology writer Kevin Kelly gives a useful word, protopia. It means a future that becomes a little better than today while still creating new problems. That is why protopia is a useful test for AI. The question is not only whether a system feels impressive. The question is whether it leaves people with more knowledge, more agency, and better judgment after the machine is gone. A human-centered future asks people to become better question askers, evidence checkers, creators, and citizens, not only faster users of tools. Mustafa Suleiman, co-founder of DeepMind and CEO of Microsoft AI, uses the phrase the containment problem. The question is, how can society keep powerful technologies under control while still using their benefits? This is not a small technical detail. If agents can write code, move money, send messages, or control machines, then permissions, monitoring, security, and human approval matter. Google DeepMind's AI control roadmap uses a strong image, a driving instructor with dual controls. For agents, this means limited access, sandboxes, behavior checks, and supervisors that can stop risky actions. The International AI Safety Report 2026 gives another warning. It says AI is improving quickly in math, coding, and autonomous operation, but performance is still jagged. A system may be strong at a hard task and weak at a simple one. The report also notes at least 700 million weekly users of leading AI systems. So control is not the opposite of the future. It is part of the future. Strong agents need stronger brakes. Personal AI needs privacy rules. The more power a system has, the clearer human responsibility must be. By 2035, we may live inside several futures at the same time. The first is the abundance future. AI helps scientists, teachers, doctors, artists, programmers, and small businesses do more. The second is the coordinator future. Many workers manage agents. They set goals, review evidence, edit results, design workflows, and take responsibility. The third is the control future. Companies and governments fight over data, chips, energy, models, and rules. Trust becomes a public issue. The fourth is the protopia future. Communities use AI to make daily life a little better. A school improves lessons, a town translates services, and a student builds something real. Technology will not choose between these futures by itself. People will choose. Why are agent swarms only the doorway in this lesson? Because swarms show AI becoming systems that act, but the bigger topic is how AI may change work, science, education, power, and human responsibility. Which area should we discuss first? Work, school, health, government, or daily life? What is the augmentation vision? It is the idea that computers and AI should make human thinking, learning, and problem-solving stronger. Where would you want AI to augment you, not replace you? What changes when AI becomes an acting system? AI can divide a goal into tasks, use tools, ask specialist agents for help, and check progress instead of only answering one message. What task in school or work would be useful for a small team of specialist agents? What are the three visions in this section? They are the personal agent vision, the abundance vision, and the race or infrastructure vision. Which vision feels most likely by 2035, and why? What is a human-centered AI future? It is a future where AI improves human capability and human life instead of simply replacing people or increasing control. What would a human-centered AI classroom look like? Why is control part of the AI future? Because powerful AI systems can take important actions, so society needs permissions, monitoring, safety checks, and human responsibility. What kind of AI action should always require human approval? What are the four futures in this lesson? They are the abundance future, the coordinator future, the control future, and the protopia future. Which future should schools prepare students for first? Speaking practice questions. Which vision is most convincing? Augmentation, abundance, race, control, human-centered AI, or protopia? What is one future that sounds exciting but also dangerous? Should every student learn to manage AI agents or only students in technical fields? What should matter most in 2035? Intelligence, wisdom, creativity, responsibility, or access? What rule would you design for personal agents? AI futures are about human imagination, not only smarter machines. Bush imagined better knowledge tools. Licklider imagined symbiosis. Engelbart imagined augmentation. Minsky imagined intelligence as cooperating parts. Gates imagines personal agents. Altman and Amodei imagine faster progress. Aschenbrenner imagines an intense race. Suleiman and DeepMind focus on control. Fei-Fei Li and Stanford HAI focus on human-centered design. Kevin Kelly reminds us to build small, real improvements. By 2035, the most important human may be the person who can imagine a good goal, ask a strong question, direct human and AI helpers, test evidence, protect others, and choose wisely when the machine is fast but unsure.